Kitchen Tune-Up can tunify your kitchen and give you a functional and inviting space in only 1 to 5 days. And many projects are only $99 to $249 a month. Request a free virtual consultation at kitchentuneup.com and get ready to love your kitchen again.
All right, President Biden continues to push for passage of his $2.3 trillion infrastructure plan, and he's pointing to a current supply chain issue as one of the big reasons it's needed, the semiconductor chip shortage that has shut down auto factories and put a lot of electronics on back order. Joining us right now to talk more about this and about the conversation the president had yesterday with some auto execs, Karen Travers from ABC News. Good morning, Karen.
Mm-hmm. Hey, good morning.
So this all falls under the umbrella of infrastructure, doesn't it?
That's what the White House is saying. And, you know, no surprise, there's been a lot of pushback on what the White House definition of infrastructure is, pushback from Republicans who say they would like to see this plan scaled down about $1 trillion that's just focused on roads and bridges and airports and ports. But the White House used yesterday's meeting with CEOs from tech companies, electronic manufacturers, and American automakers to make another push for this infrastructure plan, because included in the $2.3 trillion plan is a $50 billion investment in semiconductor manufacturing and research. Just the stat, it's really interesting. Only 12% of global chip manufacturing happens here in the U.S. The president was making the point that the U.S. has fallen behind and can't wait to catch up. And this issue is important right now because it's sort of complicated. And I have to admit that when my financial news colleagues were asking a lot of these questions in the White House briefing in recent weeks, my eyes kind of glazed over and I was very confused by it. But this shortage of semiconductor chips is a very big deal because of the potential trickle down to consumers. So right now, there is a shortage of these things that are used to make computers, cell phones, video gaming systems, and cars. And we've seen Ford and GM cut production at plants in North America. This pause because they don't have enough semiconductor chips to go into the cars. It's raising big concerns about inventory, potential surge in car prices as people are looking to start spending some money and get away from home. So the president yesterday in this meeting was trying to tie these things together to say, look, we can't do a short-term solution for this shortage, but long-term, we need to think about making these chips here so we are not dependent on overseas companies because of this massive disruption to supply chains over the past year.
It's a compelling argument. Do you think, Karen, that it's going to win over any Republican support, or do you think that they'll say, well, we need to do that separately?
I think it's the latter. I think they'll say we need to address it separately. I think it's, you know, a sticker shock in some sense of just, $2.3 trillion is a lot. And, you know, yeah, we could get on board with some of those things, but not all of it. There's also the question of how it's going to be paid for. And that's what we were hearing yesterday from Republicans that were in the meeting with the president. Everybody's saying it was cordial. It was a good exchange of ideas. But, you know, in terms of anybody moving an inch from their line in the sand, we're not seeing that publicly just yet. How to pay for it is the big thing. The president wants to raise the corporate tax rate. Republicans say they just can't get on board with that.
You know, automakers are talking about going all electric within the next 15, 20 years. I mean, this is going to be a big step toward that. So it makes it even that much more important, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's a big, big investment in the president's infrastructure plan in electric vehicles. I think it's $180 billion, maybe, that they would be set aside in there. And they say, like, you know, this is infrastructure for right now. This is infrastructure for the future. There was a pushback over the weekend from the energy secretary, Jennifer Granholm, who's saying, you know, Republicans are saying broadband internet shouldn't be part of infrastructure. And they say, well, that was infrastructure back in 1990. You would never have thought about broadband internet because it wasn't a thing. That is a thing now. And they're saying we have to look at not just rebuilding the infrastructure of today, as the president put it, not repairing the one of yesterday, but building the future of infrastructure. And that's what this investment does.
All right. Doesn't come cheap, but it'll be an interesting conversation.
It does not.
No, it doesn't. Karen, thanks for your reporting. Appreciate it very much.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.